Exclusive: Andrew Pollack on Michigan shooting. Arrest those school administrators who let that mentally ill kid go to his classroom. By Robert Krajcik on December 6, 2021. Andrew Pollack, author of Why Meadow Died, The People and Policies That Created the Parkland Shooter and Endanger America's Students, told Breitbart News that administrators of the high school in Michigan where four students were murdered in a mass shooting last Tuesday should be arrested. If they arrested those parents, they should arrest those school administrators also, Pollack said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. School administrators, let that mentally ill kid go back to his classroom after drawing those pictures. They had options. Their duty was to protect those kids. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not saying these things are going to stick. But they have blood on their hands just as much as the parents. Four students died in the shooting at Oxford High School in Oakland County, Michigan. Seven others, including a teacher, were injured. Ethan Crumbly, a 15-year-old student of the school, was charged with four counts of first-degree murder and terrorism. Karen McDonald, a Democrat and the prosecuting attorney in Oakland County, Michigan, announced on Friday that the parents of the shooter were being charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of the four students. Pollack's 18-year-old daughter, Meadow, was murdered in the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida, in 2018 by a 19-year-old former student of the school. Pollack drew parallels between the mass shootings in Parkland and in Oakland County. School administrators have got a lot of questions to answer for, he remarked, and I'm telling you, there are going to be other red flags. This isn't going to be the only one. The New York Times reported on law enforcement's claims to be in possession of evidence that Crumbly planned the shooting. During a video arraignment, law enforcement authorities told a judge that investigators had recovered two cell phone videos Mr. Crumbly had made the night before the shooting in which he talked about killing Oxford students the next day. They also found a journal in his backpack detailing his desire to shoot up the school, authorities said. That wasn't his first breakdown, Pollack said. We're going to find out, just like with my daughter's murderer. There was a whole record of his mental health from when he was a young kid in elementary school. It'll come out, I bet you, with his shooter, too, that he had issues, also. All the kids are going to be saying they knew this kid was a problem kid. It's always the case. Pollack noted there were so many similarities between the shooter in Michigan and his daughter's murderer. He noted that Oxford High School refused to involve law enforcement despite red flags presented by Crumbly before the mass murder. He linked left-wing politics, particularly leftist hostility to police and to disciplining of students, with incompetent school administration. He remarked, with these sick kids, they have to involve law enforcement, and a lot of these liberal school boards and districts. They are removing the police from the school districts. They claim, the police are racist, and it doesn't help. There's no reason to protect these individuals that are evil. This evil kid is in public schools throughout the whole country. Why don't these shootings happen in private schools? Pollack asked. I would do anything. I would sell everything on the planet, to have put my daughter in a private school. Private schools aren't forced to take these kids that are mentally ill. I'm just throwing that out there, because parents are always writing me, asking, what could I do? They're in a public school. You've got options. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.